This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is 8:38 and it is Friday morning. It's Friday. We already did the montage. I'm sorry to disappoint our later listeners, but we, you know, tried to stoke out the 6 a.m.ers. Today. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Pink has added another Bay Area show. She's coming to San Jose on April 17th, 2019. That's right, 2019, everybody. It's a year that's bound to happen. It just seems so far away. You can see Pink. We've got your ticket in. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Your calendar's already filling up for next year. Call us now. More chances at 11:35 and 4:35, but this is chance number one. And I think this is it, right? Today's the last day of these pink tickets?
For pink, yes, I believe it is.
So call now, 800-400-3697. You'll be talking to the very polite and wonderful Soleil, who is sitting in for Human this morning.
Ben is Soleil for the Saint-Tropez time.
Can't believe we listened to that yesterday.
I know. Well, we all started singing Ben du Soleil.
What?
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
Her name
about?
Is Soleil, and we all started singing Ben du Soleil. So then
who started singing that?
I don't know, like me and Hooman and Yuzi.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Hooman like brought up all the old Ben du Soleil ads.
The tanning
ads.
Commercials.
Which,
where
by the way,
happened?
70s.
In the office.
Oh, in the office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here in Studio B.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was just during a commercial.
That's why
Vinny
and I have no idea what you're talking about, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, Bryn,
okay.
You don't know because you're not that old.
Yeah, you wouldn't know about Ben du Soleil.
You don't know.
Yeah, we do.
So had Soleil never heard it, or was she like, guys, I've heard this so many times, I'm embarrassed?
Oh, I didn't even ask her, to tell you the truth. We just started singing it. And
oh.
I don't know.
She was right now. Look, she's answering the phone. She's being super polite to our listeners.
I can hear her being
so
very
you just
nice.
Went off on that tangent right in front of her, and there she is, like, not getting to say, guys.
Shut up.
You're
well,
making
she can
fun
say it all
right
she wants,
now.
But no, we're not making fun. No, it was not only intended with love. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Glazed, old-fashioned, sprinkles, you name it. That's Krispy Kreme at Fisherman's Wharf. Check them out.
Okay.
Here's what's happening. So it's Mother's Day weekend, everyone. Make sure that you take care of Mom. You don't want to leave her hanging.
Nope.
That's the wrong thing to do.
Agreed, Vinny.
I wanted to mention this. It's a sad story, and I don't know that all of you will know this band. Have you ever heard of Frightened Rabbit?
I haven't. I read this story this morning.
Oh, you did?
I don't know anything about this band, though, so I didn't wind up doing the story.
I love this band.
What's the deal?
Well, it looks like he harmed himself and
the singer
suffered from depression. And I just wanted to mention this is yet another artist that clearly.
The tortured artist.
Yeah.
Can you pull up some Frightened Rabbit for us to.
Let me see if I can find which album's the one I loved. I've got it. Anyway, they're great. I'm just bummed to see that end that
no,
way.
No, I saw they found the... But even the way the headline read, I was like, what is happening? There's like found Frightened Rabbit's body. I'm like, what?
The band had released a statement saying, we can't find Scott. He's left the hotel at 1 in the morning and we haven't seen him since. So if you know where he is, let us know. And then it didn't turn out well.
Oh, terrible
news. And I guess that he'd been... He tweeted something that made people go, is he okay? Sort of one of those, I'm tapping out everyone kind of messages, which is, yikes.
That is terrible. I'm sorry.
See if you can find a song from Sing the Grays. That album is the one.
Sing the Grays?
Sing the Grays.
As opposed to singing the blues?
I guess.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well, even that's telling.
Yeah, that is.
Gray's such a depressing color.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that happened. In a music note,
yes.
That's on a positive. Taylor Swift takes over Levi's Stadium this weekend, tonight, tomorrow night. I hope you guys all have a great time.
Your fam is going.
For those of you who might just be trying to drive by, well, good luck.
Yeah, good to skip a couple blocks over.
Someone, I'll tell you after.
This is Frightened Rabbit.
Yeah, this is called Be Less Rude.
Oh, Be Less Rude.
Anyway, I like them, but I don't think they're widely known.
Yeah, I didn't. I was not familiar with the band.
What were you going to say?
Someone had texted in to remind people about the bag policy over at Levi's Stadium.
Oh, is it the clear bags
only? Yeah, I was just looking. The policy prohibits all bags and backpacks with these exceptions.
All bags and backpacks?
Yeah, it says backpacks. NFL approved clear plastic bags no larger than 12 by 6 by 12 inches. Oh. Small clutch bags no larger than 41 and a half by 61 and a half.
Centimeters?
I don't know.
I mean, 41 inches, six, that's 5 feet by 3.5 feet.
I mean, I don't know.
I really felt like that metric system was never going to catch on. Remember how they sold that to us?
It still hasn't caught on.
We're crossing
the measures. I'm like,
everywhere in the
world,
you guys are going to need to know this. You're going to have to figure out how to transfer stuff from inches to centimeters. Get with the program.
Luckily, I have my smartphone and it does it for me. Can you transfer?
I have a
fix it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hamris. I'd like to say, here I am, 49 years old. It still hasn't caught on.
I have a picture of what you can bring in, and it's a little bit more clear. I'll post that to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, basically clear tote bags, you guys,
and
1 gallon plastic freezer bags.
And it has it in inches, too. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
Ah, there you go.
That might be easier for us.
Yeah.
So tell your girl.
I will, because I would imagine, that when anywhere you go, anytime you go somewhere with a kid, you're like, I need snacks.
Snacks, sure. Right.
And I need
an
emergency toy to hand over. The one you give before you give the phone over.
Right.
Tell her to expect to pay $14 for a bottle of water.
Mm. You know, it was, it's interesting because they're going to this show and I haven't been to that stadium. I can't even tell them what the trick is.
Me neither, yeah. Are they driving?
Well, that was one of the things is I was like, you should find out what the move is, like how to park, or
do you take the light rail?
And if you take the light rail, then which stop is the one to get on at?
Bring cash if you need it for whatever.
So I don't know any of that. They're going to go figure it out.
Mm. Well, good luck to them. You'll be home happy playing your guitar and watching movies.
You're right. I will. Speaking of, someone texted in because I've been on Netflix sort of fishing around for a new show. And I didn't start it yet. I think it's called Safe.
Oh.
It just dropped. And it's the guy from Dexter.
I talked about it yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's got a new show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It actually sounded pretty good. Like his daughter goes missing. And then as he's looking into this, he's starting to find out all these weird things about his friends and neighbors, apparently.
Yeah. Well, he's a great
actor.
Bad things.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
I'm into that. Yeah. That sounds good.
Good. It's a good part for him.
He's great.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Dexter?
I've watched a few episodes, but I was a big Six Feet Under fan, so I saw him all the way through on that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good ending.
Oh, my God. It was the best ending. Mm-hmm. The best one.
This story ends well.
Oh, good.
I don't want to spoil it's going to start reading the story to you. You're going to get scared, and you're going to feel like, I can't take it if this doesn't end well. It ends well.
Okay,
everyone?
Thank you, Vinny.
Someone's garage caught fire in Northwest Indiana on Tuesday while they weren't home.
Okay.
They say it might have been started by a heat lamp, and 7 dogs were trapped inside.
Oh, no.
Boy, this is terrible.
All 7 of them were Labrador retrievers, and 2 were pregnant.
Mmm. What, you got a puppy farm going?
It turned out the person who lived there owns a dog breeding business, and that's why they had so many dogs. And apparently the dogs were unconscious when the first responders got there. They suffered from smoke inhalation. But luckily, they had a bunch of oxygen masks made specifically for pets.
Oh.
They had enough for every single dog. It looks like...
Does this go down a lot in Indiana? Like, imagine having a stockpile of...
It turns out the fire department has the masks because some random dog lover donated them about 10 years ago. So they've had these doggy oxygen masks ever since.
Wow.
And so this situation comes up, and they're armed and ready for it. Hmm. All the dogs are okay. They saved
amazing.
Every one of them.
Oh, that's great news.
They say this was the third time they've used them to save an animal's life, and in this case, it was seven animals.
Aww. Plus the unborn puppies.
Right. Pretty cool.
That's great. You're right. That did end well.
But even when I read that, I was like, I don't know.
Let me skip to the end.
There's stories I see on my desk. I'm like, I'm not reading that.
Yeah.
Forget it.
If I'm almost crying in the office, it's not getting read.
Yeah. No way,
Jose. Handle that.
51% of people regret making a big purchase. And here are the 10 things we wish we hadn't bought. You got anything in mind?
I can think of five things off the top of my head.
Go.
That I bought a... Oh, this is so stupid. You guys are going to... I bought a ramp. It cost me
like jumping your bike?
No, like for a wheelchair.
Because if you hit a jump on that electric bike, I imagine, you know, the one you've got, or what?
Yeah.
Is it's not electric, is it?
It is electric.
It is electric.
Yeah.
If you hit a ramp on that thing, you
I can
would...
actually hit the moon, Alice.
Oh my God!
So I bought this ramp. It's like a handicap ramp,
right?
And I got it because we have this one section of the yard that goes down off of a retaining wall. I'm like, oh, that'll be perfect. I'll use this ramp. Cost like $1,200.
$1,200.
Yes. But I thought it was going to solve all my problems. And it's just, it didn't work. It doesn't fit. And it would cost $700 in shipping to return it.
Oh,
so
my
now it's
goodness.
Sitting in my yard. And I'm the idiot with this huge ramp. If anybody wants a ramp, just come and get
it. What was the purpose of this ramp?
It was to get down. You know the back of my property? There's
yeah,
a big retaining wall. And then, so I was just going to go. And then there's like a drainage ditch under. So I was like, I'll just buy this ramp. This will be great.
Yeah, but couldn't you, if you get far enough back with that electric bike, get a good...
So you're saying I should keep it
jump the retaining
ramp.
Wall, yeah.
Or you could use it for Vinny's skate park that you're talking about building.
How about I just give it to Vinny and it becomes his problem and he can set up a ramp?
He does have a big yard on his property.
He does have a big yard. You got a front street. I mean, you could set it up there.
Oh,
you and
this
I
is
love.
Great.
Yeah.
Come and get it today with your truck.
Come and get it.
Come and get it. I'll deliver it to you.
All right.
You'll take it?
No.
Oh, my God. So that's a big
I don't need your clutter. But you said five things. What else?
That is
a shock.
Yeah.
I never heard the handicap
ramp. I'm not
going
to tell you about it. I feel like such an idiot for buying it. It's just sitting there, $1,200 worth of freaking metal ramp. Well, seriously, if anybody wants it, text me. Email me.
How high up does it go?
It's, I don't know. Like as high as you want it to go.
No,
it hooks on and it's like a ramp. It's like a wheelchair ramp.
Oh.
Yeah.
It hooks on.
Yeah. I don't know how high you could put it as high as you want it, I guess. It could be a slide.
Well, it has to have a certain amount of lead up or it's just going to be vertical, right?
Yeah, so you'd have to ramp it out somewhat, I guess.
Doesn't it work in your scenario?
Yeah.
It just doesn't. I couldn't find a way to support the center part of it. And then
but you've got Dick and Chumley. They can
customize
anything.
We talked about it. So then the thing was also that, oh, my God, there's so many. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just suffice to say, it was a stupid, awful, regrettable purchase. Go ahead. What are the big purchases that everybody? Why do I talk? I can't believe I did that.
Well, now, you know what? All conversations forevermore, I'm going to be waiting for the handicap ramp to come up, and I'm going to be like, I got one! I got a lead on one.
Oh, yeah.
I can help you with that.
Anybody who needs a ramp, it's like, go ahead.
Clothes, fast food, a car.
Oh, yeah.
I've had the car.
Car, I have too.
The
one you drove off the ramp, off the lot, brand new, and it like broke down?
I was so bummed about that purchase. And the place was like, we'll fix it. And I'm like, you guys, I just bought a new car.
I don't want to bring it here to be fixed.
I'm going to drive away with tape all over the thing. And
Is that how they propose to fix it? We'll just tape the paint on. It'll be fine.
I was so bummed about
that. Well, that's why there's lemon laws, you know? But they have to be given
the
opportunity
lemon law,
to fix
right,
it.
The thing is that was it. They're like, well, we get the chance to fix it. And I was just sitting there going, this law wasn't written properly.
Don't worry, we got this.
Yeah, exactly right.
Is he ripping off tape?
We'll just put a zipper here in the back. It'll be fine. Hold everything together.
A house. These are the regretful purchases, of course.
Oh, a house.
Hamilton tickets make my
list. Oh, yeah, sure.
Memorabilia, vacation. Oh. A pet, a designer purse, and an engagement ring.
Oh. Those
big purchases.
Yeah, big purchases, for sure. Where's Hooman when you need him? Came over, man. Came over.
He's at a funeral.
Yeah.
If you were wondering,
it's
that's
not,
where Hooman
is. It's not
is.
An olive day off. Right. It's a memorial.
He's not on his, 100th plane ride to get out of here?
No, nope,
If I could just get discovered, I could never have to wake up again.
2.5 drive to Turlock. 2.5 hour drive.
Oh, he's going to Turlock?
Yeah.
Lucky.
Lucky.
Oh, my God.
If only my weekend was going to be that good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The story I heard about the Bad Wolf's Cranberry song is she passed away before she recorded her part.
Yeah, and we talked about whether or not we'd heard her her vocals on that, because I remember when that whole thing came out and we had talked about it, but I guess we just never heard that.
And we listened to that track that they recorded.
So she wasn't on there.
Dude, just hearing those Boys to Men harmonies brings me straight back to high school. I'm suddenly slow dancing at the Prospect High gym again. Class of 97, Xennials unite, Brinny.
Nice. Xennials.
And that's obviously what Charlie Puth is, right? I mean, he must be a huge Boys to Men fan. He's like, oh my God, my dream is coming
true. He's
26, I think.
Oh.
So he's a millennial.
Oh. Is he? I don't know all the years.
Nobody knows.
Why you got an L on your forehead? Shape of an
Charlie
L in your
Puth
forehead.
Is a millennial. I was giving him the loser side.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real loser.
Just joking.
He hasn't done anything.
I know, dude. Make all the jokes you want. He may look like the guy that you'd hire to type up your resume, but he's actually a rock star.
He goes, ha, 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 all the way to the bank.
Who was the chick that he was linked to that he wouldn't, I think he dumped her, and it's like,
was it a Hadid girl?
He dumped her?
I don't remember. Oh, didn't he do a song? Isn't that song about one of the Hadids?
Bella.
Yeah.
Oh, Bella Hadid.
What's the song?
You just want attention.
Oh, is that the song that he wrote for her?
I believe so.
Oh.
415 says, don't worry, Drinks. I'm coming. Happy weekend.
Don't worry, Drinks.
Where there's a good time looking for me.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.